Yeah, you could be the greatest, you could be the best. You could be the King Kong banging on your chest. You could beat the world, you could beat the war. You could talk to God, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you go find yourself.
Get it in the Hall of Fame.
Can you find yourselves on the walls of the Hall of Fame? State Championship Football. Less than 24 hours away. We're hoping. We know. We're confident. We got three teams with a chance. Now they're going to do it. They're going to be in their local school Hall of Fames. Man, we have got some great insight for you. It's a special edition. High School Championship Football State Preview Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Hey, welcome in. It is a specialized edition of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network at State Football Preview. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz for the final time for football. Boz, buddy, you're excited about this, I'm guessing, right?
Man, I'm super excited. There's just nothing better. The night before the big game, just really, really excited. I'm sure the kids are, the players are, the fans are ready to get this thing going.
And I'm sure you, the listeners out there, are understanding that Boz sounds different right now. That's because not only do we got state championship football going on tomorrow, but his own kid is in the postseason for Division I at North Dakota. The Fighting Hawks, Boz, moving on into the playoffs. So he's up there. Where are you right now, Fargo?
We are just north of Fargo. I'm about an hour and 45 minutes from Canada, in fact.
So not too bad. You want to go hunting for a little bit when you're up there?
I could.
A little fishing?
I definitely could. Yep, do that too.
Well, hey, Boz, we got a great show tonight for the fans. And again, a reminder that this is going to be replayed tomorrow morning. So if you're listening to this right now on Saturday morning, yes, this was aired last night, and it's a recording. And so don't be calling into us, unfortunately, here tonight. We've got a jam-packed show because here in just a little bit, Coach Eric Detweiler of the Axtell Eagles, who are trying to go 39 straight game winning streak and make it three straight state titles, Boz, he's going to join us here in a little bit. I'm really excited for Axtell. Jared Sleppy will follow that up with some insight. He'll be broadcasting the game tomorrow for Axtell. Then at approximately 5:40, we'll have Jeff Schneider from JCN, followed by Tom Kautz, who's calling that game. And then approximately at 6 o'clock, we'll have Coach Michael Glatzik from Nemaha Central, followed by Brandon Tadman, who is calling that game as well. So it's a lot of excitement that we got going on right now, my friend, heading into tomorrow's games. All right, Coach Detweiler, thank you for joining us again. And this is a little bit different than what we've done in the past, again, because we're mixing everything up this year, my friend. But one thing that's not being mixed up is Axtell in a state championship game once again. Coach, tell me about, to this point, how you felt your season's gone thus far.
Well, you know, I thought we went really good. Obviously, we're undefeated, and, you know, other than our first game, it was kind of a close game. We've kind of taken care of business the rest of the way, and you know, honestly, our kids have gotten so much better since their first game, and you know, they continue to learn and you know, learn about the game of football and learn what they're doing wrong on the field, and you know, we got an eager group that's really, you know, willing to learn, and you know, I think it's showing on the field, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. You guys definitely have a great run going right now. You're taking on a South Central team that, you know, maybe wasn't the favorite to come out of the West, and it's a team that you have to prepare for. But tell me about this past week, ever since you get that victory last Friday against Frankfurt, preparation this week. Did you get a chance to eat some turkey yesterday?
Yeah, sure did. Yeah, you know, we had practice in the morning, of course. But, yeah, most of us had Thanksgiving yesterday afternoon, but you know, I tell our guys that it's a privilege to be able to practice on Thanksgiving. Don't look at it as something negative or anything, but
no doubt.
You know, it's a good thing that we get to practice. You know, we get to practice on that day because there's only a few teams that get to do that. So
yeah, no doubt, Coach. You're coming off a 52-6 Mercy Rule victory against your rival opponent Frankfurt in a Sum State round. Now, coming into tomorrow's game against South Central, tell me what is different this time around for you, or has anything changed as you're heading for a third straight potential state title?
You know, we try to keep things, you know, the same every week, whether, you know, we're playing in sub-state or, you know, normal game or the state title game, you know. So, you know, honestly, I don't think a lot of things has changed. You know, last year at the state title game, we got to go down the night before and you know, stay overnight because we got the early game. But, you know, this year we have the later game, so we're not going to leave till tomorrow morning. So that's a little bit different for us. But, you know, we're treating it just like a normal game where, you know, a lot of our road games are 2 to 3 hours away. And so this one's no different. So, you know, practice has been the same all week long. And you know, we're just continue to do the exact same thing and, you know, stay status quo. And you know, it's working for us, so, you know, so why change?
Yeah, exactly. And, again, I mean, weather, man, it's going to be different tomorrow. It's going to be cold. It's going to be snowing. What have you talked to your kids about in preparation, even just for simple things like a weather difference?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it seems like every year we have one game that's super cold. Last year was our sub-state game versus Canton Galva. That was, you know, in the teens, I think, during game time. And you know, this year, of course, is going to be the state game, and it's going to be a little different. I don't know if we played in a game that's actually been snowing like they're predicting it's going to snow like this. But, you know, I tell our guys to dress warm, you know, bring hand warmers. It sounds like we're going to have some heaters on the sideline to kind of keep our guys,
nice.
You know, keep our guys warm. And you know, but other than that, we're not telling them the same. And, you know, one thing that I'll say that even with me, it seems like, you know, you're cold in the warm-ups, you know, prior to the game or you're when they're announcing the players, you're kind of standing around. But really, when you kind of get into the game, you don't notice it so much, and I think that'll be the same for our kids.
Kind of like the whole, you know, the pads get popping, everybody kind of warms up anyway, right, at that point in time?
Yeah, absolutely, yep.
Well, let's talk briefly, if we can, about your big guys, my friend. Again, it's something that Boz and I talk about all the time with your guys' program is the ability for you to have consistent big guys up front, especially with Bussing and Sawyer Dieters up front. The ability you've got with those guys up front, how much of a difference maker are they?
Huge. You know, they've been there. Those two guys have been there for 3 years now starting for us. And you know, Grant does a tremendous job. He's our center. And very, very rarely does he miss a snap. And that's something that, you know, we just take for granted, I guess. You know, we watch teams on film all the time that have bad snaps. And, you know, that gets them behind the chain, second and long, third and long. So Grant does a tremendous job for us there. And you know, Sawyer's, you know, another big guy that, you know, just a beast up front for us. And those two guys, you know, since they've been playing together so long, you know, they know what we're trying to do. A lot of times we audible our blocking schemes and you know, within seconds they know what they were supposed to be doing and changing. And you know, they just do a tremendous job for us. And you know, it is, you know, and then, of course, Blaze jumped in this year. We had Owen Trotham that was, you know, had been there for 3 years, and then Blaze, you know, Owen actually tore his ACL last year in the sub-state game, so Blaze got to play in the state championship game, and then he's played there all year for us. So, you know, he's got some experience there as well in these type of games, and you know, it's come along really nicely for us as well.
Hey, Coach, this is Boz. I was kind of wondering, you mentioned a second ago, you kind of treated this as a day-by-day preparation and business as usual. Do you feel like it's any difference now with the win streak, the third state title? I mean, how are the kids handling that pressure, or is there any different pressure they've got right now?
You know, honestly, we don't feel like there's any more pressure. You know, we do talk about a little bit about the win streak, but, you know, what I tell my guys is that you know, we're going to get everybody's best shot, and you know, we use that to our advantage, quite honestly. That just makes us work that much harder, and you know, we're going to get everybody's, you know, best chance to try to knock us off, and you know, one, you know, knock us off in that win streak, and so we use that as motivation to, you know, prepare harder and, you know, do the extra things to make sure we're going to get that W on Friday night.
Awesome. Coach, you know, again, I'm going to leave you with this. It's something that Boz just brought up, but your ability for your program to not only kind of dominate in the way that you guys have, but to do it such on a consistent basis. You're going out tomorrow. It's a later time kick. It's an ability for you guys to embrace maybe different temperatures. How excited are you just to go out one more time with this group and play another game?
You know, super excited. Anytime you ever get a play for a state championship is you know, something special. And it seems like every year that we come out here, you know, you got a different group that is just a unique group that, you know, has secretly, you know, secret advantages to them. You know, it's super exciting. I think the kids are, you know, exciting. You know, we, you know, get to do some things. We get to go out and eat afterwards on the way home if we're not in a blizzard.
Nice.
And you know, we get to play on AstroTurf. You know, we don't do that very often. And,
sure.
And you know, so there's some things that are, you know, extremely nice to kind of get our kids wound up. But, you know, it comes back to the old thing is, you know, we definitely want to win. And so, you know, I think our kids are pretty focused on doing that.
Well, Coach, you're averaging 12.5 yards a play, 11.5 per carry, 16 per reception. Coach, you're putting up a ton of points. I know that I'm speaking on behalf of Boz, the MSC Sports Radio Group, and also Northeast Kansas, Southeast Nebraska, Northwest Missouri. Go out there and get that done tomorrow, all right?
I appreciate it.
All right, Coach Eric Detweiler of Axtell, the Eagles, tomorrow doing their best to try and three-peat and make that winning streak now 39 straight. That would be an impressive feat, Boz.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, this program that they've had over the last – well, it's been a really good program for a long time.
Sure.
But the streak they're on right now is incredible. And Coach Detweiler's done an amazing job with that group. It's really, really hard to keep kids focused day to day, let alone throw on the win streak and back to back titles. And I mean, you got to remember, you're dealing with teenage boys here.
Yeah.
they get a little squirrely. So he's done a fantastic job keeping those guys focused each and every day.
Yeah, no doubt. This is a team that is just, you know, we've heard terminology of destiny, we've heard terminology of dynasty, and I think this team is just that. They fit the mold for that. I think if you looked up in the dictionary, Boz, and if you found powerhouse, I think the Axtell Eagle logo is there, don't you think?
I'm sure it is. Well, that's just what – I mean, the way that they've dominated in the last several years, it's just unbelievable. Some of the stats you just threw out there, that's crazy, 12 yards a carry,
yeah.
I mean, or per play. It's just – it's ridiculous, the numbers they're putting up. But just a fantastic football team. I'm excited for them to get it done tomorrow.
No doubt. Shout out Jared Sleppy for his preview story. If you want to read that, go to msesports.net. And read Jared Sleppy's preview of Axtell South Central. That's on mscsports.net. And guess what, Boz? We've got Jared Sleppy on the line right now. Slepp, I got to know, did you eat too much turkey yesterday?
Oh, I ate a lot, that's for sure. Normally I don't. You guys know me. I'm down 50 pounds. But, yeah, I had plenty.
All right, so you lost 50 pounds in the last 6 months, and you gained 30 of it back yesterday. All right, you got some work to do, bub.
Exactly.
We just got off the phone with Coach Detweiler. A part of this state preview show that we've been talking about, Boz and I, is the fact that we want some insight from the coach. Now we're going with you. You're calling the game tomorrow. What's exciting for you as you prepared for this Axtell South Central matchup?
Yeah, so kind of diving in a little bit about who Axtell is playing, South Central. This is a team that's never won the state title. They did a few years ago as Coldwater High School, and they were pretty dominant back in the mid-90s, but not recently. They've made 11 consecutive playoffs, so they have been able to get a lot of winning success over the years, and they love to run it. They have been really upping their game the past few weeks, especially in the playoffs. They're averaging 6 rushing touchdowns per game and 310 yards on the ground alone.
Wow.
All thanks to JT Prusa. He has been phenomenal. How about 18 rushing touchdowns in the playoff? That's 4.5 a game.
That's insane, man. That's absolutely bonkers. But, I mean, when you look at stats like that and you look at, again, this South Central team was not the favorite to come out of the West. Victoria was. And Victoria turned the ball over 5 times before halftime, and I believe 7 times in the game last week. I feel like that has to be the kind of the thing that happens in order for a team like South Central to win a state title, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, over the season, they have a turnover margin of plus 30, 20 interceptions, 12 fumble recoveries, and they don't turn the ball over. They've only turned the ball over twice this year, and they average 2.7 turnovers forced per game. So that's absolutely what the T-Wolves will have to do. But
right,
it's going to be tough because Axtell,
they don't turn it over either.
The ball pretty well themselves.
Yeah, no doubt. Axtell is a team that doesn't turn the football over. They're a team that dominates possess. I mean, they might not win the time of possession in a ball game, but there's only been 24 minutes most times played in their football games this year, Jared. And so this is something that's going to be a little bit different for Axtell. But I mean, again, like I told Coach Detweiler before we got off the phone with him, you know, I know Northeast Kansas, Southeast Nebraska, Northwest Missouri, they're all rooting for the Eagles in 8-man division too. But how does Axtell get this done tomorrow?
Well, I think they just need to really continue what they have been doing all season. You guys mentioned it multiple times already, 11.5 yards per carry, 12.5 yards per play. If they can get near that production on Saturday, they're going to come out of there with a victory, and even despite all the messy weather that might be coming on Saturday.
Yeah, I feel like that is almost an equalizer. Any coach that says anything about outside weather when it comes to the sport of football, it equalizes the game. An Axtell team that loves to run the ball, but they can throw it around too. Do you think the weather comes in and it makes a factor for this ball game?
I think it might, in terms of how the two teams game plan, more so Axtell, because Like you mentioned, they like to throw the ball a bit more. They're probably going to be more light on the ground, but they have proven that they have a dominant running game. They'll be more than fine, trust me.
Yeah, I got a confidence, again, an expectation that Axel not only wins this game, but I think they continue the dominance in victories this season tomorrow. And again, just for you, those of you that are listening, if you're listening right now and it's Saturday morning, this was a pre-recorded show from Friday night, and so this is a preview for state football. Jared, I didn't prep you for this, but if you're willing to do it, I'm gonna ask it of you. You got a prediction for the game, Axel South Central?
I would say it might lean closer to last year's final score, which is a high scoring game. I don't think they quite get to 76 points, but let's say 62 to, what would that be, minus 46, 62 to what, 16? Am I the math there right?
Yeah, that's good enough for me. 62 to minus 46. I'm down with that. A reminder that this is a recording from November the 24th for the State Football Championship Preview Show. And at this point in the show, an Amber Alert was assessed statewide. We are happy to announce that the little girl Paisley was found and portions of the show were lost during that time. Nothing was more important in that time frame than getting that information out about trying to find Paisley. We will now get you back to the show. All right. Apologize for that, but nothing's more important right now than that Amber Alert that just came through. Boz, I gotta verify, make sure you're still with me here.
Yep, I'm here, buddy.
And yeah, so if you heard that, an orange or red BMW from Fort Riley heading westbound, man, help out, find that child. My goodness, that just, ugh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Oh man. That's a, yeah. So as you just heard on that, very great description right there. Looking for a very specific individual for that. So if you are in that area or know of anybody over in that territory, please make sure that you contact local authorities or, as they said, you know, just dial 911 if you know any of the whereabouts of Paisley. Man, buddy,
that's tough.
That tears at you.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, we're talking about playing football and sports and kind of brings things down to reality a little bit when something like that happens.
No doubt. And, you know, we're going to do our best, obviously, to get back into that mode a little bit, but definitely want to make sure that our listeners are aware. Again, the Fort Riley area, an orange or red BMW, last known heading westbound, an individual and his mother. Sounds like that they have, taken a child, and Paisley needs to be brought back. So if you know anybody out in that territory, that area, please contact them and have them be on the lookout for that, and contact 911 or the local authorities to get that help get that thing resolved. Whew. Live radio at its best right now, Boz, but
yep.
it's kind of tough getting back into this mode right now, not gonna lie.
It is.
Oh man. Especially, again, you know, I got two young kids. All right, next up, we were talking Axel football right there, Boz, and I think I need a minute. Give me your feedback of Axel South Central.
Well, here's the thing with Axel. I think they've been too dominant, obviously, for the last 2 years, but even just this year, their frontline guys are so good, Bussing and Dieters. I mean, they we've talked about them all year long. They're big, they're fast, they move well, they're able to get to the second level. I think they're just going to be too much. But, you know, Brandon Smelsley's had a fantastic season. I know Jared was talking about South Central's quarterback and what he does as far as numbers. I don't know if there's anybody in Northeast Kansas that's put up numbers like Brandon Smelsley had through the air, on the ground. He can do it all, so I think that's going to be a problem for South Central. But again, they can mix it up too. They can throw. We'll just kind of have to see how the weather plays out if they go to the air. But I think they're going to try to establish a strong running game early. And when the weather's inclement, there's no need to put it in the air if you're having success on the ground.
Yeah, no doubt. One final thing, and then we're going to get back into football. I got Tom Couts ready to talk to us about JCN here in a minute. But about that Amber Alert that came in, Paisley Thompson is a young kid's name. Was taken at gunpoint. So please, if you have anybody in the Fort Riley area, last known was an orange or red BMW, please contact local authorities, dial 911 if you know any information about that. Get Paisley back because they do believe she is in imminent danger because she was taken at gunpoint. So please help out if you have anybody out in the Fort Riley area. Okay, we're going to go now live with Tom Kautz as we're previewing JCN football. We're hoping to have Coach Jeff Schneider on the air here in just a little bit as well. But Tom, you've been doing some prep for this. You followed the Chargers last week, went all the way down to Pittsburgh to call that game. Now you're ready for a state title game for the Chargers. How you feeling about it?
I feel fantastic. What are you talking about? It's state championship weekend, man. You've got to feel fantastic on a day like this.
No doubt. Conway Springs is the opponent for JCN. Tom, this is the first time that JCN's been in a state title game in football. And just if you can, you've been doing this a long time, my friend. So what does the road look like for a team like this that has never been here before?
Let me kind of lay this out for you. Okay, you mentioned you got a JCN team never been here before. All right, you've got a Conway Springs team on the other side, 7 state titles.
Right.
And the last 5 of them, 02, 03, 04, 08, and 11, they beat Silver Lake. Now we all know what Silver Lake's got. Okay, we know how good they are. So that tells you how good Conway Springs is. Now, you put all of that in a big basket, and you dump it upside down and say it doesn't make a bit of difference because it's another year, it's another game, it's another team. None of it means anything.
Yeah.
Okay?
I like it.
I mean, you get out here, and when I say out here, we are out here. When you look in the rings, how much the most amount of snow is going to be in the state of Kansas and the darkest one with the biggest numbers, that's where we're at right now. And weather, in the old days, they would talk about the rain. Well, I'm going to tell you, the weather's a great equalizer. The weather is going to have an impact on this game. Now, it would have a bigger impact on this game if these two teams, you know, threw the ball.
Sure.
In at all. But neither of these teams do throw the ball.
Right. They like to run.
In here at all. I'm going to have the fastest football game in the state championships in the state of Kansas right here today. Okay? Because Conway Springs comes into this game, they just don't do it. Okay? Last week, how many passes did they throw against Medicine Lodge in the semifinal? 0. The week before, they threw 3. And the week before that, they threw 1.
Okay.
I mean, they are not going to put the ball in the air. And JCN doesn't throw much more than that. They
might
throw a couple, 3 times in the course of the game. These are ground-oriented teams with big offensive lines, big, outstanding running backs, smart quarterbacks who know how to hand off, how to do a little RPO. Maybe they keep it themselves for JCN. Yeah, quarterback Grady Knoll, team's leading rusher. But he knows, do I pull it back and do I take it? Do I hand it off to Ethan Knoll?
Right.
Do I kick it out to Connor Kearns or Calvin Manville? I mean, you got guys who know how to run that offense.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's going to be ground-oriented, and it's going to be great fun.
I know you're excited to call this game, and again, it's going to be, in my opinion, it could be, should be one of the best games in the state. How does JCN get it done?
But JCN gets it done by doing a couple of things. Number one, you're going to stop Braden Coons. He's the guy for Conway Springs who runs for over 208 yards a game. Okay. Along with that, his team has thrown 3 touchdown passes this year. He's thrown 2 of them. So he'll even toss the ball a little bit.
Yeah.
He's got 21 scores of his own. You've got to stop this guy. He's also the team's leading tackler. He's going to be playing on Saturdays for the next 3, 4, 5 years. You know, I mean, he's that guy. So
okay.
For JCN, it's take care of business. And you do what you've got to do. You do what gets there. This is no time to be changing up things and being cute and being silly. Coach Snyder is too smart for that. He's going to go out there. He's going to know what got his team to 11-1.
Sure.
Okay, what got his team to win the conference championship. They're going to do those things. He's got smart guys. He's got a great coaching staff. And I think that, you know, at this point, you go with that's what the one that brung you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to mix anything up at this point. Guess what? You get to call a state title game from Hayes tomorrow, my friend. 12:30 pregame, 1 p.m. kick on 93.7 FM, KAIR. The Chargers are looking for their first state championship in program history in football, and you get to be on the call for that. I'm very excited for you. And I think I speak for everybody here when I say, go Chargers, right?
There you go, guys. We are looking forward to it. Happy to be bringing it to you, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Tom Kautz, have a great call, my friend, and thanks for joining us here this evening.
Hey, 23 degrees, 93% chances, no kickoff, baby. We're going to have some fun.
All right. I hope you brought plenty of things to keep you warm, buddy.
we're going to be fine.
All right. Tom Couts going to be on the call tomorrow for that one. Boz, again, I mean, my dark horse team, my friend, I'm not trying to pat my own self on the back, but you and I had so many conversations about JCN preseason, and we knew they had this opportunity in front of them. Now they're here. I'm excited for them to get this dub tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I had an opportunity to sit down with Coach Snyder a little bit last week, hung out with him a little.
Yeah, you did.
Just getting some insight. You know, it was a casual setting, so it wasn't, you know, pressure post-game or anything like that. Fantastic coach. He's got a great team, and he's done a heck of a job this season. But it's sometimes easy. Not, I shouldn't say easy, but when you got the team, when you got the team and the pieces that he has,
it does make
things a little bit easier on you as a coach. But he's super excited to be there. I know the kids are excited about it, and I can't wait.
I mean, ultimately, we're actually going to go to Coach Snyder here in just a moment of seconds, but it's something that, again, the mantra that we kind of just said a few weeks ago was the whole, like, why not us? I mean, you get past Centralia, you get past Opie, and then it's, okay, you take on St. Mary's Colgan, a dominant program. You get past them, man, the why not us is even more prevalent right now because you've knocked off three of the best teams in your class.
Yeah, they're riding a tremendous high right now. Their confidence got to be through the roof. I mean, you're exactly right. Why not us? Everything's going right for them. I really look for Jeff West to have, or excuse me, Jeff County North,
buddy.
JC. I just slipped on that. JC, and let me back up. Apologize for that. Those that are listening on the way to the game tomorrow, they might get upset with that.
Yeah.
JC and get it done tomorrow.
All right, buddy. We're going to bring Coach Snyder in right now, and he just heard you say that. So, Coach, you got anything to say to Boz about the fact that he just called you Jeff West?
Yeah, not much.
we're going to talk about that later, Coach.
Absolutely.
Coach Snyder, I really appreciate your time, and as always throughout the season, you've given us your time, and I appreciate it. Did you have a good Thanksgiving yesterday?
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Great to spend time with family and friends. We had a morning walkthrough and then let the kids go and do the exact same thing. That was one of the things we stressed. So spend a little time with your family, get some rest, a little downtime, and then, prepare for the days ahead.
All right, so you got a day ahead. Preseason, let's go all the way back to then, Coach. And you knew this team had a chance to do what you guys are doing right now. But what is it, as you look back on the season, what is it that has been with this team that's gotten you to this point from the first day over the summer when you guys were having some 7-on-7 or some conditioning or some weightlifting or whatever you guys did to this point right now where you're going to take one more sleep and you wake up and you're playing for a state title?
Well, that's a couple things. We talk about being a veteran crew with a lot of seniors, but I've been in our system for a long time there. But I think that group has really improved over the course of the season, especially particularly down in the playoffs. Had some games early there that we didn't always get to see all the way through the second half. And, once we got into the class and we were playing the full four quarters, our guys just continued to improve and continued to advance. There's that. And I think this. I think they started to believe down the stretch here. I heard you guys talking about getting some of those perennial powers. Absolutely. We ran into those guys. I can't remember the exact number. I was looking back. In the 9 years I've been a head coach, I think we've ran into state champion, I think it was six times on our way. So, we're playing a tough schedule. We're playing through those teams. And once we started beating those teams, I think we believed in ourselves, but you could see that our confidence is starting to really take off.
It continued to just snowball for you guys again, week by week. And, we mentioned Centralia, Opie, St. Mary's Colgan. But this is the part that I think is just that people need to recognize, I feel like. Your offense is averaging just shy of 46 points a game. And, Coach, your defense – just 10 points a game. You were giving, St. Mary's Colgan was averaging 53 points a game, and you hold them scoreless for 2.5 quarters last week in a sub-state game. What's clicking right now on the defensive side of the ball?
Well, I think assignment football. We're doing a good job on that side. We're communicating. We put 11 guys on the field that want to run the rally the football and run to you, and we'll hit you. So we're pretty good on that. Again, a lot of guys, we talked about our senior crew a lot. A lot of those guys, when they were starting as sophomores and juniors, that's the side of the ball they were starting on. So, I think we've really flourished on that side. And then, you know, just look as far as we on our offensive side, we had some long touchdown drives. And our conversion rate last week against Pitt Coldwell was really good, which takes the ball out of their hands. You know, I think we were 9 of 18 on third down and 4-4 on fourth down. So we did a good job moving the chains, good job controlling the clock and time possession. And, you know, honestly, just helping our defense on that side. And obviously the guys play both ways, but we were, you know, we're patting each other on the back, so to speak, when it comes to that. So pretty good team-oriented football, obviously.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, now let's talk a little bit about Conway Springs. What have you guys been doing this past week in preparation for this team? Tom was mentioning a moment ago about, you know, as far as rich tradition, history, and I loved what he said about that doesn't matter. You mix it all up in a bottle and spill it back out. It's equal opportunity this year. What are you seeing from Conway Springs that you're preparing specifically for this week?
Well, I heard a couple things he said, and he's spot on. You know, heavy run team, you know, a power run team. They're going to run the single wing offense, and they obviously direct the ball through number five. So that's where you got to start. And then easier said than done, obviously. Kid's a good athlete, but then you start looking at they're going to when you start doing that, you've got to be able to tackle consistently. You've got to be physical at the line of scrimmage and at every position for that matter. So you know those are keys for us all for tomorrow. Those have been keys for us all season long. You know, on the offensive side, we got to take advantage of opportunities, and we've done that throughout this playoff run. Either moving the chains or, you know, the ball bounces our direction, whatever it's been, we got to take advantage of every opportunity.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach, I feel like that Northeast Kansas, Southeast Nebraska, Northwest Missouri, people are rooting for you, not for multiple factors. One, it's always great to have a local team make it to a state title. It's another thing for a team that's never been there before to have that opportunity to do it. I just wanted to ask you, if you don't mind, how much fun are you having right now getting here now to the state title game with this team?
Well, it's been quite a ride. There's absolutely no doubt. You know, we try to keep things on an even keel all the way through the playoffs, and we're pretty good at locking things down in that regard. You know, today, a little bit different. Obviously, we had a day to kind of process, a day to kind of digest a few things. You know, had a pep rally this morning, stopped on the way through at the K-State indoor facility and let the kids kind of get their head above water and kind of enjoy it. Honestly, just enjoy the moment. We've said that all along.
Sure.
Every season we talk about, you're making memories, and we want to make them good. As coaches, that's important to us. This week is obviously been about making some of those. And then, you know, we have one more ride together tomorrow, and just really excited and really looking forward to it.
Wrapping it up tomorrow, no matter what, final game for some of these kids. And is the weather going to be something that draws more attention from a coaching perspective than maybe for the players?
Well, I don't know. It's equal opportunity on it. I mean, both teams are playing on the same field in the same conditions. And I think as much as anything, the mental capacity of knowing, you know, it's going to be cold, and that's fine, but it's also going to be sunny, and that helps.
Sure.
You know, you're also, whatever it is, I just think our kids are excited regardless. At this point in time, I think we'd walk through a mile of snow to be able to get the chance to go to kickoff tomorrow.
No doubt. Boz, you got anything for Coach Snyder? Wish him some luck tomorrow.
Absolutely, Coach. Just go get them. You guys have had a heck of a season, win, lose. Doesn't matter. Keep your heads high. Bring the trophy home.
Hey, absolutely appreciate it, man.
Coach Snyder, again, thank you so much for this entire season of, you know, chatting with us. And, yeah, I just echo what Boz says. I want you to get out there. Man, bring that trophy home. Make Jefferson County, make Northeast Kansas extremely proud. I know you guys will, no matter the outcome. But, man, bring that trophy home tomorrow. And I look forward to you guys having that one more big-time assembly.
Hey, appreciate it, man. Thanks. Enjoyed visiting all year long.
All right, Coach Jeff Snyder of the Jefferson County North Chargers. Again, 11-1, Boz. They're taking on a 10-2 Conway Springs team. Rich tradition from the Cardinals, but JCN, man, come on now. Why not us, right?
It's kind of a Cinderella story. I mean, it's an 11-1 team, so not really. But the way they've marched through the playoffs, just dismantling top-ranked teams, why not? I mean, they just got to have a ton of momentum. Here's one thing I was going to comment on that's kind of interesting. Coach Detweiler alluded to this. Coach Snyder alluded to this.
Yep.
And it's the fact that their players, they knew they had the pieces. I mean, before the season ever started, these guys, they pay attention through summer weights and workouts and all that stuff. Season starts, they know what they've got. But the comment they both made was, we improved every day.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of teams out there that have the pieces when the season starts, but that's not enough.
Right.
You know, you've got to get better each and every day. And I love both those coaches talking about that. They didn't come into the season and just hope good things happen. I mean, they've worked their tails off each and every day, and that's why they're where they're at.
Chargers are 11-1, taking it on again a 10-2 Conway Springs team for the 1A state title tomorrow. You can hear Tom Couts on the call for that, 93.7 FM KAIR. If you got friends and family going to the game tomorrow, make sure you listen to his pregame. Listen to this show again tomorrow morning and tell your friends and neighbors. You can always stream these games. Go to mscsports.net, click listen live. And Jeff County North will be on KAIR on the website, so you can stream that anywhere, live, free, and worldwide on mscsports.net. Again, a Jeff County North team that their only slip up this year was to St. Mary's earlier in the season, Boz, but it's a program that we got to see them in person, and they really just, they've got all the pieces, the size up front, the people in the backfield, whether it's Noel or, but Connor Kearns, and I meant to ask Coach or Tom about Connor Kearns, because I feel like Connor Kearns, second half of the season, has really been a big difference maker for them.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. And I think he could be kind of the X factor guy. Ethan Noel, Grady Noel, those guys, they're going to carry the ball. They're going to get their yards. But I think Connor Kearns is a guy that can make a difference. I mean, he can swing momentum, fantastic athlete. If they can get the ball in his hands and let him make some plays, that could be the difference.
Yeah, no doubt. Connor Kearns, a week ago, he had, two interceptions on defense, including the game-sealing interception against St. Mary's Colgan. And, again, this is a Charger team, Boz. We alluded to it already, 45 points a game, 10 points allowed on the defensive side. So it should be a great matchup tomorrow on that one with both Conway Springs and JCN. Again, that's on 93.7. We got interrupted earlier with Jared Slepy with his conversation about Axel. The Eagles, again, they're taking on South Central. That game will be on 92.1 FM KMZA. With that game, again, they did move everything up, Boz. I'm not sure if you were able to see that or not, but they moved all the times up because of the impending weather. And so with all that, they want people to get home safely, get out there safely. And so the initial kick time for that was, man, that was scheduled at 3:30 in the afternoon initially. And now that game's got bumped up. And so we'll have pregame for that, I believe, at 1:30 before our show wraps up. I'll make sure to get that information out for you. But pregame at 1:30 and the kickoff scheduled for that game at 2 on 92.1 FM. Boz, you want to go two-way?
Let's go.
You okay with that?
Two-way.
Go two-way a little bit. We're going to talk about Nemaha Central. We were talking Axel, 38 straight wins. Nemaha Central, they're like, hey, we're just the county to your east, man. We're in 2A. We got a 25-game winning streak. They're going for. Don't forget about us. They're going for two straight now in Class 2A, and they're taking on a Hoisington team that fell last year in the sub-state round. To Kingman, that's who Nemaha Central beat in the state title last year. And so this time around, it's Nemaha Central, Hoisington, and it is going to be a great one on 103.9 tomorrow for that. What are you excited about with that game?
Well, I think this is going to be a heck of a matchup. Hoisington is a really good football team. They've been knocking on the doorstep, like you mentioned, didn't quite make it last year. They've had a really good season this year. I'm just excited for Nemaha Central. It's a tough thing to get back-to-back state title appearances, and they put in the work. They've had a fantastic season. I know kids are crazy excited to be there again. I think they're going to go down there and bring the trophy back.
All right. Anybody specific that you're looking for from the Thunder's perspective before we talk to Coach Gladsick about that game tomorrow?
Well, I think obviously Carter Hike.
Hike. I was waiting. That's what I was waiting on, dude. I wanted that. It's all I wanted.
You just wanted to say that one last time. No, I mean, obviously everything runs through Carter Hike, and that does, not that it puts a ton of pressure on your offensive line, but you know, the opposing defense, they know what's coming for the most part. And the linemen for Nemaha Central, lot of size up front. They've had a heck of a year. They're just able to move things around, control the line of scrimmage. So if they can do that, the battle in the trenches, if they can win that, Carter Hike's going to have a fantastic game, and
Omaha Central gets it done.
All right, we're going to get with Coach Glatzik here in just a couple seconds, but just, yes, the programming note, again, with the pending weather for tomorrow, that eight-man Division II game initially for 3:30 will kick off at 2. Pre-game for that begins at 1:30 on 92.1 FM. Omaha Central as well as JCN. I think I said earlier 12:30 pregame, 1 p.m. kick. That was inaccurate. 11:30 pregame and 12 o'clock noon kick for those games tomorrow for that as well. So don't forget that with that schedule change, everything got bumped up a little bit because of the weather. Want people to get out there safe and get home safe. So again, 1A JCN on 93.7 FM KAIR. Tom Couts will be on the call for that. That will be a noon kick, 11:30 pregame. But we're in 2A right now, Boz. And Coach Glatzik, how are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great, man. Did you have plenty of turkey and stuffing and whatever else you ate yesterday?
Oh, absolutely. Just like every other year, too much.
Too much. All right. Good to know. Good to know. Now, tell me a little bit about this. This is year two now for you to be able to have a Thanksgiving feast and then play another game. What's this week been like for you and your program?
Yeah, just like I told the kids, it's something special. You know, only one of 18 teams, you know, get the special time of practicing on Thanksgiving morning, you know, and Thanksgiving week. Obviously, it's a little goofy with no school. Majority of the week, you know, the game is pushed back to Saturday, you know, instead of a normal Friday. So that's a little jacked up with an extra prep day. But it's just like I told the kids, it's something special that I hope that they remember for the rest of their lifetime.
A couple of undefeated teams is this matchup, Coach. You guys 12-0, riding a 25-game winning streak against a perfect 12-0 Hoisington team. As preparation has gone this week, I mean, you guys are battle-tested, man. You guys have played arguably some of the best opponents in the state throughout your run. How has that prepared you for a game such as this?
Yeah, I think that helps out, you know, a little bit. You know, earlier you guys mentioned Axel being right down the road is pretty special. You know, just being 15 minutes down the road from a, you know, from a 37-game win streak team, and then, you know, up the road, we beat them again this year. Sabetha, a phenomenal football program. You know, just in the Nemaw County area, Marshall County area, there's really good football, and the community really enjoys their football. But yeah, just like you said, we're battle tested, just very similar to Hoisington. You know, it's always fun to play Holton. Week one the past 4 years, just to see where we're at, because I know Coach Barr is going to have their team ready, going to be a very physical game, and we can make adjustments from there. And then every year we're going to see Sabetha, whether it's district play, regular season, you know, in playoffs, just like last 2 years.
Yeah, no doubt. Tell me a little bit about, and we talk about it a lot with you this season, but talk to me about your big guys up front. And then obviously, not an elephant in the room, but the name that everybody in the state knows, of Carter Hike, what this team has been like culminating from, you know, because again, you went state last year, Coach. You had some kids graduate, some key pieces, and you guys don't look like you skipped a beat.
Yeah, just like you said, obviously our big guys up front move the ball and lead our team in a special way. We knew that we were going to be, you know, decent with four of them returning. You know, and Reese Garrity, the fifth one, he started a couple games last year, so. That's where our most of the experience is, both on the offense and defensive front. And we knew Carter was going to be good his eighth grade year. You know, obviously Cooper was a two-year starter, three-year starter in defense, two-year starter in offense, phenomenal kid, great athlete. And then Carter just steps in and doesn't miss a beat with this team.
Hey, Coach, this is Boz. I asked Coach Detweiler this earlier. You know, you guys have been on a really good streak. You are on a streak and going for your second state title. Have you noticed, is there any difference with the kids? I mean, is there any pressure, or do you see anything different with them? How are they handling all that?
Not necessarily with this squad. You know, last year we graduated.
The place for everything local. Kansaland Radio, 103.9.
Six or seven two-way players that were really good. You know, this year, this now senior class, last year juniors, they didn't play a whole lot of varsity time except the big guys up front. So that, I think that helps without the pressure. You know, Carter's kind of newish to the big time moment, I guess. I'd say that kind of holds off on the pressure a little bit. But it's fun to see these kids grow throughout the season here.
Yeah, Coach, well, I really appreciate you taking some time. What's the preparation going to be like for you guys again? Does it make a massive difference with them moving the time up with the weather impending? So if you can, talk about the time difference now and then also the weather that is now in place.
We've been blessed this fall with weather. You know, we've had a couple cold games, I guess, in the low 50s in October. You know, the last two Fridays have been mid-40s, but beautiful football weather. We knew it was going to come sometime. It's obviously special, you know, just because of Thanksgiving weekend and the state title game. But the our move up, you know, it really won't affect us as we're already leaving in the morning. You know, we just got to bump up an hour and everything. Kind of brings it back to the college football days of kicking off at 11. You know, got to get ready to roll with a good breakfast and bus ride and then get your minds ready for a 12 o'clock kickoff.
And that's something that maybe not everybody remembers, Coach, but again, you got that kind of special experience piece of it, you know, playing at the collegiate level, being able to adjust and stuff like that. Are you able to pass that along to your kids pretty seamlessly?
Oh, I try to, you know, bring up some memories, but it's just like I tell the kids every Friday night, there's nothing like walking out, you know, in front of your home fans on a Friday night football game. College is college, but it's just more special feeling on a Friday night, you know, obviously this week will be a Saturday.
I mean, the only thing I could say about that, Coach, and again, I threw you for a curve last week by saying Uncle Mo, but I just wish I could have seen you in purple, you know, instead of that
well,
red and blue stuff.
The good thing is it's a little different purple this time, so Hey, don't let him give you a hard time about the Hawks, buddy.
Well, Boz, same thing I let you do for Schneider. Anything last things you want to say to Coach before he gets ready for that game tomorrow?
No, just good luck, enjoy it, have fun, go get the trophy.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys.
All right, Coach Glassick, again, I'll echo what Boz said. Just go out there, get that trophy, man. Make Nemaha County proud. Again, Northeast Kansas, we're all rooting for you to go get that second straight title. Keep that winning streak alive, and hopefully you guys have a great assembly following tomorrow, man.
Awesome. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks
all right.
For what you do.
Thank you. Coach Glassick for Nemaha Central, Boz. And I'm sorry, okay? I had to bring up the fact he played for KU. And
I can't believe you did that.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, we talk about them every single week, and I just wish he could have been in purple. That's all I'm asking.
All right,
but he's in it now, though.
Well, yeah, like you said, a little different shade, though. We're okay. He's still crimson and blue.
All right, dude. We're getting ready to get Brandon Tabman on with us. He's calling the game tomorrow for Nemaha Central against Hoisington. You and I have had a little bit of an opportunity to talk about that game, so we're going to bring B-Tad on right now. B-Tad, you got a great one again for a state title game. You got Nemaha Central, Hoisington, the Thunder, buddy, trying to roll for 26 straight. How do they get that done?
Well, first off, good to be on with you guys. Appreciate you taking some time with me and allowing us to get this one previewed for you. But
no doubt,
this one's going to be a lot of fun, man. I think the big surprising thing about Nemaha Central this year, the fact they were able to keep it going from last year in such big time fashion. You know, they had lost a pretty good senior class, including an all state running back in Cooper Hike, and you know, his little brother Carter comes in, played very sparingly last year as a freshman, but steps in at quarterback and might be shattering his brother's records already here and yeah, getting two state titles to match that here before he turns a junior. So it obviously starts with him and what they have done. They arguably have the best line in the state, both sides, offense and defense. I think it starts with Holden Bass there. And, you know, Josh Gonzalez was huge last week. Abe Hilbert, three seniors. But obviously Bass is kind of the leader there. They got two really good juniors in Reese Garrity and Abram Keim. So obviously the line play is so good. They got enough playmakers. Caleb Strothman, who's a sophomore, who's kind of stepped in and helped him out. And think about this, the Nemaha Central team, they have lost four key players,
yeah,
including Stu in that Osage City game. They lost Carter Rottinghouse, a broken collarbone, who was a really good kind of hybrid receiver running back type. And then Jonah Dieters is a kid that they lost pretty early in the season, who would have probably been the number one running back, you know, behind Hike at quarterback in terms of production. And then they lose a couple key players on defense as well. Carter Sudbeck, who's a senior, he had over 80 tackles and 8 tackles for loss. They lost him in that Osage City game with a knee injury. And then Reed McKee is another guy they lost early in the season. So despite some injuries early, this is a powerhouse train that keeps chugging along. And yeah, they'll be looking for 26 in a row, and Hoisington will certainly be no easy task.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you look at, and I talked to Coach about this a little bit, as far as being battle-tested and stuff, and you've gotten to see Nemahaw a few times this year, obviously. You saw them a lot last year in their run to a state title game, but what sticks out to you different this time around, if anything, from last year's perfect season state title?
You know, honestly, I don't think there's a whole lot different. You know, really the only difference is where the production on offense is coming. And that's, you know, Carter Hike at quarterback this year compared to his older brother, Cooper Hike, last year, who was getting that same production at running back. And obviously, we'd be remiss to not mention the defense because of what they have done. They were really good defensively last year, but they obviously were the cream of the crop.
Oh, no doubt.
They had the number one defense in all classifications in terms of points per game allowed. You know, they entered this state championship game giving up 4.4 points per game. They gave up, you know, they had that streak from week 2 to week 9 where they had 8 consecutive shutouts. And obviously the competition ramped up. They gave up some points in the playoffs. But what their defense has done has just been absolutely sensational. I don't know what kind of record there is out there for how many shutouts in consecutive weeks, but I can't imagine it being much more than what they were able to do and what they were able to accomplish. But the production on offense hasn't changed a whole lot in terms of how they got that production. It's really just been from a different position. But the defense and how much they have improved, and statistically being the number one defense in the state among all classifications in terms of points per game, that's really been a big difference for them. But it hasn't necessarily meant any different, you know, in terms of what they've been able to do production wise, because they still haven't lost a game in 2+ years.
Yeah, they haven't lost a game in that defense. I mean, again, Coach Gladsick, 35-3 since he took over. Check out Brandon Tabman's preview story on MSESports.net. Just click on the homepage and you can find his story that he wrote up for this Thunder matchup against Hoisington in Salina. And B-Tad, again, you had a nice evening of maybe some turkey yesterday, and tomorrow's going to be a day where things get shifted around a little bit. Let's talk weather momentarily here about the weather change that's coming into play here. This is a Thunder team that likes to run the football. They can throw it, but do you think the weather, you know, every coach will say weather's an equalizer, but do you think the weather has a big factor in the game?
Honestly, I don't think it matters a whole lot on Nemahaw's side. Now for Hoisington, it could come into play a little bit because they like to throw it a little bit more. They are one of the more balanced teams that Nemahaw Central has played this year. You know, this is a Hoisington team that's really been one of the more consistent teams in the state in the last decade under their head coach and Zach Baird. Although they haven't won a state championship, he is 99-18. That is an 84% winning percentage in his 10 years. They have only, I think the one season, they've won 7 games. They've won at least 7 games in all 10 of his years. They've had, I think, 4 or 5 double-digit wins. They were runner-up in 2020, the COVID year. They got to the state championship game, fell a little short there. But this is a team that's going to throw it a little bit. You know, they do average 407 yards of offense. That's more than Nemahaw Central. And Nemahaw Central averages 338 yards per 38 yards per game and about 41 points per game. And Nemahaw's rushing attack is the majority of that, 253 a game.
Sure.
And I say that Hoisington's a little bit more balanced, but they still rush it for more than what Nemahaw Central does. They average 286 a game on the ground, but they throw it for about .120. Again, over 400 yards a game. They have a really good quarterback who's thrown for nearly 1,500 yards, 19 touchdowns, just 2 picks. He's their second leading rusher. His name is Tony Moore. He's a senior. He averages about 10 yards per carry. Their junior running back in Taron Kraft, who's got 145 carries this year, averaging over 8 yards per carry, 13 touchdowns, nearly 1,200 yards. He's had 500-plus yard games this year. And they got like 3 or 4 very solid wide receivers that each have between 180 and about 330 yards. So they have a lot of guys they like to spread it out to. I think the weather would play a little bit more factor into Hoisington and what they want to do. I mean, Nemahaw Central, everybody knows what they're going to do, but it doesn't matter. And they're going to run the ball. And with Carter Hike, who I'm going to throw out a couple stats here real quick for
you.
So look at Carter Hike and the production, you know, through 12 games. So 71.2% of the team's total rushing yards come from Carter Hike. 68.2% of the team's rush attempts come from Carter Hike. 39 of the team's 51 rushing touchdowns, that's over 76%, have come from Carter Hike. And Strothman, I mentioned him earlier, he's the second leading rusher at 213 yards. Ooh. Carter Hike has nearly 2,200 rushing yards.
Damn.
So it doesn't matter what teams do to prepare. And again, this obviously equates to how good their offensive line is too. Obviously is a huge reason for that. Rain or shine, cold or warm, Nemaha Central is going to do the exact same thing. It's not going to change. And really for 2+ years, it really hasn't made a difference because nobody's really been able to stop what they try to do, and that's run the football.
Yeah, no doubt. It should be a good one tomorrow. And, again, if you're listening to this on Saturday morning as you're driving out to the game, this was the show from last night, Friday evening. It is a recording. So, again, no callers for this, but I hope you've enjoyed listening to some preview. B-Tad, you've got the game tomorrow now at noon on 103.9 FM. You're going on, what, 11:30 for some little pregame action?
11:30, we'll have the pregame. Got a couple good conversations with both head coaches, Zach Barrett, of course, of Hoisington, and, of course, Michael Glassick, of course, you know very well with Nemaha Central. And I think this is going to be a lot of fun. You know, on paper, you like Nemaha Central here, but I think this game could be very, very exciting, could have a lot of fireworks, and certainly a lot of points could be scored. Crazy to think, first ever meeting between these two teams, and for as consistent of a team that Hoisington's been over the last decade, still seeking their first title in school history, but yeah. On the other side, I was just looking for their third since 2019. So,
you got a prediction? Like
as any great announcer would tell you, no prediction for a game that you're calling. I expect again a very good game. I think Hoisington's a better matchup compared to what Kingman was last year. You know, Kingman kind of hung around in that game last year in the state title, but ultimately. Cooper Hike, and again, the rushing attack just too much, and they won by multiple scores. I think Hoisington can keep this game a lot closer. They're a little bit more balanced on offense. So these are clearly the two best teams in Class 2A. I don't think you can say that for every state championship game, but I think for 2A, you clearly have number one and number two. And as a fan, as a broadcaster, and just anyone involved, I think that's what you want to see. So.
Right.
I'm excited. Can't wait to get out there. And maybe a little snow game. That could be a lot of fun.
Hey, Snowmageddon. Let's get after it. B-Tad, thanks for the time, buddy. And have a great call for Nemaha Hoisington again. Kickoff scheduled for noon and pregame at 11:30. B-Tad, thanks as always, bud.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, that was Brandon Tadman. Paz says he's pumped. He's ready to rock and roll. Nemaha Central, the Thunder, trying to roll for 26 straight.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really, really good game. But like Brandon mentioned, I mean, it really just boils down to can Nemaha Central continue to do what they've done all season long? And it starts up front with their offensive line. I think they've got what they need to get it done. I think Carter Hike's going to have a really good game behind that offensive line. So I'm saying Nemaha, they're coming back with a trophy, buddy.
Baby. But I think it's 3 for 3. I think we got 3 state titles coming home.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow. And yeah, and any final things for you, buddy, as you're again up in North Dakota. Appreciate you taking time on your travel to let the fans hear your voice one final time for football. As we've got 3 great teams tomorrow trying to bring home some titles. Anything else you want to let everybody know about?
Well, I'm telling you what, this has been a heck of a good time over the last 12 weeks, now 13. Nothing better than getting to talk about all the local high school and
yeah.
Kids and coaches. And I hope everybody's enjoyed it. Can't wait to flip the script here a little bit, start doing some basketball.
Dude, we got basketball next Friday. Next Friday night, the first scoreboard show for basketball. But we've got to get some state championship football first.
Let's go.
And so, again, programming note for you. All games moved up tomorrow. Again, 11:30 pregame for Nemaha Central Hoisington. That's on 103.9 FM. Pregame at 11:30 for JCN as they take on Conway Springs on 93.7 FM KAIR. We kick at noon. Axtell, pregame at 1:30. Kickoff at 2 o'clock. That's on 92.1 KMZA. And you can always listen live, free, and worldwide on mscsports.net. Go there tonight. Read the preview stories that Brandon Tadman and Jared Sleppy have put up for these contests. And, again, you can listen it to these games anywhere. Just, again, a shameless plug. We're the local stations, Bozzy, for all these teams. And I just, again, I'm very proud of our team, that what we do. And You're not going to get any better commentary or any better play-by-play for what we're going to get during these state title games.
Yeah, you can't. You can pull up games from about anywhere else in the state, and I'd throw our three guys that are broadcasting, I'd throw them up against anybody else.
Exactly. If there was a title fight in the octagon, I'm taking our broadcasters, yeah. Man. You know what I'm saying?
Let's do it. Yep.
All right. Well, this has been a special edition of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. It's a state championship preview show for this. Very thankful for you, my friend, Bozzy. Travel safe. Hope the Fighting Hawks get a win tomorrow.
Yeah, let's go. I'll let you know for sure.
All right. For Boz, this has been Jake having a great time with you on a championship preview show. Make sure you take in the games. Cheer on all of our local teams. Let's bring home three state titles. For JCN, Nemaha, and Axel, all on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Thanks so much.
The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show has been brought to you by BNP Propane, by The Elevator in Valley Falls, Lukert Chiropractic in Sabetha, by Giant Communications, Gals of Grace Boutique in Nortonville, by Bruna Implement Company, by the Denison State Bank, McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca, Commercial Tire Solutions, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, Blue Valley Technologies, by Edward Jones, by Sunflower Community Credit Union, and by Helena AgriSystems. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.